You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Maria Mozafar, who founded the Skinless Project to fit a much-needed void she saw in the many diverse communities that she's worked in. Maria, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, good to have you back with us here on EPN. So first of all, just pointing out your latest blog, The Lessons of Kung Fu Panda, is it topical or and timely, as you say, you're taking a simple thing, a stuffed panda, and expressing some life lessons. Emotional health is obviously something as important as physical health. Can you explain, as we wrap up 2013, the what-ifs? Tell us more about the importance of focus and concentration in regards to emotional health.
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, I did choose to write about Kung Fu Panda, the cartoon, because I did want to keep it a little bit light. I think what happens is when we make our New Year resolutions and we make our plans and for the coming year and review what we've done, we kind of get very serious and intense and down on ourselves. So I think we need to have a good dose of humor and a good dose of lighthearted conversation sometimes when we make our resolutions, and I think that helps us emotionally be prepared for what we are planning to do, which is change our lives and reach our goals. So Kung Fu Panda is hilarious to me because he is, for those of you who have not seen the cartoon, he is an overweight panda trying to become a martial art expert in a very short amount of time. And so I felt that that was very similar to what we go through as people on December 31st when we are forming our New Year resolutions. And one of the major things that Panda talks about is being very, very focused emotionally and mentally. And his teacher actually says, when he's having trouble learning all the karate moves and doing all the things that are actually, and I should correct myself, kung fu moves, as he's learning how to do challenging things, his teacher says, "Listen, Po, your mind is like water. When it's settled, it's not clear, but if you allow it to settle, things become clear." And so that really is the importance of slowing down, which I talk about very often when I talk about goal making and reaching your dreams, is that you have to slow down and think about what this goal means to you. What would happen if you do not reach it? What are your motivations for this goal? Because what really happens is that when you set out a goal, your emotional stress reaches a new high. You're already thinking about failure. You're already thinking about the challenges ahead. But if you keep a good perspective, for example, if you look at things a little bit more lighthearted, you're able to go a little bit further because you have perspective on the ability to recognize you may fail, but you have to get up and do it again. So the importance of emotional and mental health is so crucial when you're planning your goals, and you have to let your mind settle. I want to share a story about setting a goal, whether it be physical or mental or professional. I had a couple goals for myself as far as professionally reaching a certain level when I was studying for the bar exam as a lawyer, and I really kept on thinking about the exam and how it would feel if I failed and how it would feel if I did not reach where I needed to reach, and it kind of cluttered everything. It became too much about the pass fail. When I focused on exactly why I wanted to be a lawyer, what I have to do to become a lawyer, what I'm going to do with my skills when I become a lawyer, and that's what I focused on and looked at the big picture, I really actually succeeded in a much better way. So keeping a check on your emotional health and making sure that you're controlling your stress levels is so, so key. Let your mind settle, just like water, and things will become more clear.
And on another note, how would you advise to plan your mental and emotional roadmap for 2014?
Well, this is the thing. I think for every goal that you have coming up in 2014, attach a feeling to it. what does that goal mean to you emotionally? Is it supposed to make you happier? Is it supposed to give you more pride? Is it supposed to take away the loneliness? You have to attach an emotion with the goal, because then you'll have perspective. Then you'll realize, you know what? I did not reach the numbers that I wanted to reach. I did not see what I needed to see on the weight scale that I wanted to see after all the workouts that I did. But how do I feel? Do I have more energy? Am I proud of myself? I wanted to feel happy when I was sitting around with my family at dinner and be proud of what I accomplished. Do I have pride? Is my family looking at me and looking at the changes that I've made, even though I did not reach my personal goal? Did I make those changes day by day? And really have an emotion that is parallel to exactly the goal that you set out to make. If you feel that emotion, you've made it. You're in good shape. And as far as a mental roadmap, I would go hand in hand. The mental roadmap is always constantly make it a challenge for you to keep the stress low. Make it a goal just like anything else. You know what? I'm going to go into that gym and I'm going to make a goal for myself. I'm going to have a territory that I want to conquer, that I feel I want to own, physically challenge my body. Mentally, I want to be able to be relaxed when I'm done. I want to be able to have longer days. I want to be able to be in a space where opening up that email or opening up that dialogue with an employee or an executive is not as difficult. So have the mental roadmap that you're creating a roadmap and territory for you, that your physical challenges result in a mental stability. And I think that is very, very important. They're interdependent, actually.
Most definitely. Now, being healthy is not just about the physical, but it's about emotional health as well. This blog speaks about reaching your goals and maximizing the present. With 2014 around the corner, many are making New Year's resolutions or plan to do so. How do you suggest not just making resolutions, but to make the best of each day, each year, and each month more productive, more healthier? And can you explain this further to our listeners who are thinking about their futures?
You know, I have to go back to this adorable panda that basically talks about living in the present. His teacher actually says when he gets frustrated again with his physical challenges ahead of him, he says, you know, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. And I think that there's so much wisdom in that. You know, what we do as a society and a culture is that on December 31st, we sit down and we say we're going to change your whole life around, and this is how it's going to happen, and we make a roadmap that's based on benchmarks and numbers instead of mental health and feelings and emotions and satisfaction. And what that does to us when we just focus on the numbers is that we forget to think about the fact that this is just a night just like any other night, just like January 1st, January 2nd. What really matters is that lasting change happens with the daily habits, making most of what you have right now. So if I'm having 10 cupcakes the night of December 31st, that's actually setting up my mental and emotional roadmap for the coming year, saying that it's all or nothing. You know, I'm either going to have all the stuff that's bad for me, or I'm going to go all out. Well, that's a recipe for failure. Instead, that night on December 31st, have a cupcake, enjoy the new coming year, because you're about to challenge yourself and you're going to learn about your physical, emotional, and mental strength of how strong you are, and then take it day by day. There are days when you are going to slip. That's all part of the resolution. I always encourage people to make their New Year resolutions to be, let me be better and stronger than I was the year before. Don't have it about numbers. Don't have it about exactly how many push-ups you're going to do, how many miles you're going to run. Just make a resolution that you're going to be stronger and better than the year you were before. And that's going to force you to be in the moment, to find out where you are today.
And that's some certainly good advice. We are joined once again by Maria Mozafar, who founded the Skinless Project to fill a much-needed void that she saw in diverse communities that she's worked in, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast. Podcast Network. Now, Maria, you say that the Kung Fu Panda is an overweight panda trying to be a Kung Fu champion with a six-pack in a short amount of time. How does this resemble people who on December the 31st, which is a week from tomorrow, who are trying to think about the things that they would like to change in their lives?
Well, just like I, you know, just stated, I think it's exactly the same thing. I think we all find ourselves wanting to reach goals in a short amount of time. And to summarize, really, this whole conversation with you, Eric, which is so crucial at this time as this coming year is ahead of us, is that we have to be able to live in the present. We have to be able to know that change happens gradually. It does not happen very quickly. That is a recipe for disaster. It happens day by day, challenge by challenge, sweat by sweat, you know, mile by mile. And really, the way we should judge ourselves are not the accolades and the awards. You know, I'm speaking from the professional aspect since your audience is entrepreneurs, or the number of pounds you lose. It's really creating a roadmap where you attach an emotional space and a mental space for each goal that you make. How do you want to feel? If you are feeling that way, you've got it. You know, if you are mentally able to cope with the stress in that difficult conversation, and that's how we need to approach it. How are we protecting ourselves emotionally, mentally, living in the moment? Because that's the only way that we are able to give our resolutions perspective and really craft a resolution for us that gives us long health in the long run, not short term. And that's what resolutions are all about. It's about changing your life for the long term.
Long-term is certainly the key. Finally, what would you advise to the listener who feel totally overwhelmed at this time and are looking for a little emotional guidance?
Oh, take it easy. That's what I would say. I would say take it easy. Don't take yourself so seriously. You know, there are people around the world. You know, we get kind of get down on ourselves because we don't do as well as we want to do or we don't reach our goals. But you know what? The reality is that we have the ability to assess our goals, to have goals, to dream. There are people around the world who don't have those opportunities. So I would say at this time when the pressure is getting on, you're feeling bad about yourself, have some perspective about the positive opportunities you do have and the little changes you can make and how people would really, really trade places with you around the world who are stricken at this time as the new year comes along with poverty or famine. Always have a healthy dose of perspective. Take it easy, reassess, and be in a positive space because that's where it's going to get, that's what's going to get you to the tough times. A lot of people are stuck in those positions and are not able to climb out. We are. We are able to have these conversations. We are able to listen to the radio and listen to other people dealing with their issues that guide us. Take it easy and be in a good space.
Certainly do appreciate all the sound advice. Certainly very helpful. Now, where's the best place that our listeners can connect with you online and get more information accordingly?
Well, please visit us at www.skinlessproject.com, a company created for women to help them reach their highest potential. I talk to women and men about their goals. And like us on Facebook. I'm always posting interesting things about on Facebook and having a dialogue with people about things that are going on that are inspiring and motivating. I'd love to hear from you.
Maria, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
We've been speaking with Maria Mozafar, who founded the Skinless Project to fill a much-needed void that she saw in the diverse communities that she's worked in. And once again, the website of reference is skinlessproject.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.